morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. A gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Too often we take for granted the simple act of breathing, and yet without it we cannot survive. So let us be very conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And take in life itself. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. Bring your attention down into the heart, into the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And as you're dwelling in this space, allow gratitude to radiate for all that your heart does without you even thinking about it. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to separate ourselves from the world of distraction and enter into the world of spirit, to commune with the ground of our being, God in us as us. Hold. This morning I'm sharing a portion of Psalm 50, from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. For what other return can you make for all that love offers to you? My friends, search for the still small voice that dwells in the silence. If you call upon me in times of trouble, I am ever present to you. You will know me in your hearts as you honor my love for you. To you whose hearts have turned to stone, I say, what right have you to mouth empty prayers and make so free with words attributed to love? You who hate correction and turn away when you hear my voice speaking within your heart. You rub the poor with your greed and prejudice. You consort with murder and destruction. You blame others for your own deceitful ways, thinking I am blind to your iniquities. The air, the earth, and the seas have become foul with the pollution of your self-seeking ways in the name of nationalism, security, and progress. All this you have done, and shall I keep silence? You think that I am another like yourself, but point by point I shall rebuke you to your face. Think well on this, you who disdain divine love, for you will reap in proportion the suffering that you have sown, and no one will be able to save you from your own destruction. All who surrender to the love of the great mystery, whose hearts are merciful and kind, will go in beauty and walk with grace. And all who reverence love's eternal flame, who knows love's companion presence. Mother, Father, God, divine source of all that is, you who are our companion presence, you who are ever present everywhere in every point in space and time, there is nowhere where you are not. You are the still small voice that whispers in the depths of our being, illuminating our paths, guiding our ways, directing our steps, if we should but listen, trust, and follow. O divine beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, so much is going on in our world, so much that is happening. As the psalmist spoke of so many years ago, it's still occurring now. Those who have turned their hearts away from you and have stony hearts, they're interested only in self-serving, greed, and power, have forgotten that this world is not ours, but merely we are caretakers of it, and that every part of creation has a right to be here. Every part of creation has a right to exist. To you, who is the creator of all things, of galaxies and cosmos, to the tiniest ant or insect, all is an expression of your life. All is an expression of your presence. All is to be honored and revered. Mother, Father, God, as we come into your presence this morning, cleanse and purify our hearts of anything that is not like you, of anything that is not aligned with your spirit, of anything that does not express the wholeness, the peace, the beauty, the light, and the love that your spirit is, that is in us as us. Release any fears, worries, angst that we may be holding onto in our hearts, be it personal, professional, social, societal, psychological, physical, or any other form that it may take. As we enter into your presence this morning, aligning ourselves with the truth of who we are and whose we are, we know that our every need shall be met. We know no matter what we are facing, there is always a way through. For you, beloved Mother, Father, God, are greater than any situation, condition, or experience we may have. So in this moment, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your renewing. We thank you for all the gifts that so freely and abundantly given to us. But most of all, we thank you for your grace. Your grace that is unearned, unmerited, that is so freely given every morning. Let us look with new eyes to see just how your grace is overflowing for each and every one of us. For every situation, for every condition, for every need that exists, too much and too many to name or mention, or even to know about. There is not a part of this world that doesn't need your healing, your blessing, and your peace. So we surrender it all to you right here, right now. Mother, Father, God, if anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For all this is our teacher taught, it is your good pleasure to give us that kingdom that contains all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in. Let's unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God,
the light within of God and without. Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God
within and without. Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power,
Of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence,
of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer of intention to resonate through every part and parcel of your being. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.